show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free. We go back to your calls about anything. And back to Dennis in New Hampshire, had a few more thoughts for us. You had found out that some of the shenanigans that were going on here in New Hampshire, and who knows, maybe they're going on elsewhere across the country, with things happening like political activists being bussed in to political events to tilt the scales as far as making a certain interest group look larger than it might actually be. You found out that this Acorn group that has been so discussed in the media and in talk radio was actually one of the groups that was behind this.
That's right, and there's a number of these front groups that are all kind of connected. I found one called True Democracy Project, the Service Employees International Union, which is pretty much government workers worldwide banding together to influence government.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just, you know, showing up at town hall meetings. I mean, that's something, but they do some things that are very, very effective. I mean, some of the things I wish we could do if we had, like, a small army of people that were willing to go door-to-door and talk to people about their feelings on a bunch of issues and enter all that information into a database for get-out-the-vote things for little primaries that most people don't pay attention to. That's huge. That's huge in terms of impacting what the government actually does. And I just want to throw this out there. So a number of us have been, and there was one guy in particular who's been amazing. He's been a machine. And he's got the names, addresses, everything you could want to know about pretty much all of the, for lack of a better word, the operatives that are heading up these organizations, these front organizations. Like, there's an organization called Granite State Progress whose purpose is to enact an income tax.
Oh, dear. I was just saying, oh, dear, that is not a good idea. If they ever enact a New Hampshire income tax, I pledge to not pay.
Well, here's the deal, actually. They are going to have their next little subcommittee meeting on October 20th. And the plan is to drop a neutron bomb. I mean, the political equivalent of a freaking neutron bomb at that meeting. We know that all the media is going to be there. They were there at the last meeting, which pissed off the chair of that committee so much. She thought that meeting was going to be so, not secret, but not publicly, you know, not a media circus.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. So October 20th. We're pretty much going to hand out the pretty much wanted posters, I guess you could say, the playing cards, like, you know, name, address, phone number, what they do, who pays them. I mean, it's going to be.
And are you expecting those individuals to actually be present at this meeting, the people that you'd be outing?
Oh, absolutely. 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 And when that is in front of, you know, the cable television network, and I mean my little cable TV show, I mean, you know, the regional cable network news, that is, they are going to S themselves. It is going to be mind-blowing. I'm hoping a lot of people turn out because, you know, the more people there with pitchforks and freaking torches and effigies is the even better. I'm hoping maybe, you know, some females will stand there and just take the shirts off and expose their bare breasts and say, here, you want the shirt off my back? Is that what you want, Chairman Almy?
That's what they want.
All right, Dennis. Good luck out there, and thank you for all the hard work. Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
I think they'll have that kind of reaction over there in Concord and Manchester area, because the activists are active in that kind of thing.
New NHLiberty.org is their website. Great organization of people that are getting some amazing things taken care of and accomplished up here in New Hampshire that just wasn't possible where I came from. They have more activists that are involved in this one organization than I think the whole Libertarian Party had at one of their state conventions down in Florida. These people, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, are doing some amazing work.
They get a bigger crowd for brunch, for the NHLA than Libertarian Party could for a state meeting in Florida.
And these are people that are doing more than sitting around and chit-chatting about issues. These are people that are actually going out. You want to talk about some political action that's having some success, look to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance here in New Hampshire. And is this emulable, if you will, in other states? I don't know. You have to have a significant amount of volunteers because one of the things these
folks
do... Are
other people moving to your state for liberty?
Yeah. some of them are leaving and coming to New Hampshire.
Right.
But one of the things that these folks are doing is they're getting out there and they're reading every single piece of proposed legislation here in New Hampshire, and they're grading most of them, I think, on a liberty scale or a certain amount of them. They're grading them as to whether or not voting for it would enhance liberty or against it would enhance liberty. And then they give those voting recommendations out on what they call their gold standard, which is a gold-colored sheet of paper that they hand out at the front door, basically the entrances to the House of Representatives. So in the same way that the Republicans and the Democrats have their talking points and the recommendations that they hand down to their the R's and the D's, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is handing that paperwork to everybody. Every Republican or Democrat or independent that comes through the doors, they're handing that, if you want to vote for liberty, here's how you should vote. And those are just two of the things they're doing. They're also grading all of the reps based on how they do actually vote in a year's time.
Sure, and you know, even the worst, most socialist rep wants to know what kind of grade they got from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. They can't help but look. So I think that even for the worst ones, these gold sheets have some effect because they're like, well, you know, like I could get a higher score.
Especially since politicians strive to be popular, and
yes,
libertarianism is actually becoming more and more popular. I'm amazed how much more popular it is today than it was even 2 years ago.
They can't marginalize us like they could in the past, especially when you've got a group of a fair amount of people like we have here in New Hampshire, and more are coming. So it's really exciting.
Ian, I think there's more libertarians at those tea parties than you would think, too, because I was looking through the signs. I looked at hundreds of pictures from the one on September 12th. And I was looking at the signs as a judge of, you know, where they were at. And I tell you, a lot of them were very libertarian, non-neocon type signs.
Oh, I believe you. And that's why I suggest that people go to these events and recruit. I mean, come there with Free State Project flyers or Free Talk Live handouts, things like that.
The other point is a trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, has been predicting now that there's an intellectual revolution going on in this country. And he calls it a progressive libertarian revolution and even predicts maybe the possible emergence of another third party. But I thought it was interesting the way he referred to it as a progressive libertarian revolution.
Yeah, the U.S. federal government will fail before any third party has any chance of actually winning an office.
Certainly with McCain-Feingold in place.
Yeah.
So toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, and I don't like that term revolution. I know it's popular. I know that's the hip term to use when you're talking about change, actual, you know, something significant changing.
Well, real revolution happens in the hearts and minds of people, even if there's never a war fought.
It bugs me because it seems to me that the definition of revolution is to revolve and to bring back around to the beginning and try it all over again. And I think that we need to move on beyond that. And the only way to do that is to evolve. So remove the ruh. And add and just leave it as evolution. I think that's sufficient. In effect, I think it's more accurate to describe what's happening. Because the ideas of liberty aren't really a revolution. It's something new. It hasn't really been tried in the past. Not in the way that I talk about it on this program, that's for sure. Let's continue and take your calls. By the way, the guys from the Motorhome Diaries have used the term peaceful evolution, which I utilize over at freekeen.com, and it's kind of nice to hear more people picking up on that particular phraseology, because I think it's a great explanation in two words of what we should be working towards.
Peace and evolution from force and violence.
Exactly. Let's continue with your calls and go to Eric in Texas on the Amp Line. Hello, Eric.
Gentlemen.
Hello. What's on your mind tonight?
So I got pulled over today.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it ended up actually leading to a discussion with my mom, who I've been getting pretty good at debating the philosophies of liberty with, but I kind of hit a brick wall with her today.
Was she in the car when you were pulled over?
No.
Okay.
No. This was afterwards. When I was telling her about it.
Did it have anything to do with cops, courts, or roads?
Cops.
Okay, good.
He got pulled over.
Just wondering.
So what was your discussion?
Well, so the basic backstory is I got pulled. The reason the cop pulled me over was because I was pulling out of a McDonald's on a front of the highway, and I caught three lanes of traffic and turned around.
tell you what, we're going to put you on hold. You can tell the story in a moment. Sounds like the phone breaking up a little bit there. It'll probably be in a better cell when we come back. We'll get the rest of his story here. And what did the conversation, what was the conversation between him and his mother? It's always interesting to hear how people are handling the discussions with family members, because they are the toughest people to bring on board with the ideas of freedom. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up whatever you want by dialing in the toll-free number to get on Free Talk Live. That's the reason we call the show Free Talk Live, is because you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the number brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 1-800-259-9231, and joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can go over there and try it out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And I happen to know that the new Dan Brown novel, The Lost Symbol, is available at audiblepodcast.com/FTL, and you can get it for free.
Let's continue with your phone calls and go back to Eric in Texas. He was pulled over, not sure what the reasons were, and then got into a conversation about the state and the government with his mom and wanted to, or his mother, and wanted to get into that, the detail with us. So continue, please.
Okay, so basically I got pulled over for crossing three lanes of traffic to hit a turnaround, and the cop ended up just citing me for that, but he did ticket me for not having my proof of insurance. Because I had given it to my wife a couple days before to go get her.
Wait a minute. Isn't a citation the same as a ticket?
No. A citation you don't have to pay for. A ticket you do.
Sounds like a warning to me.
So you're saying that's a written warning?
Yeah, it's like a written warning.
Gotcha.
Take your word for it.
Where it gets interesting is in Texas now, the cops have a system. This is statewide. Where before they ever pull you over, they know whether or not you're covered by insurance or not. Basically what the exact policy is. So he knew before he ever pulled me over that I had insurance, but he decided to write me a ticket for not having my proof of insurance with me.
Wow. So is that one of those things that you can supposedly get blown off if you take the proof into the court and show them?
Exactly. And that was my point when I was talking to my mom, is that all this guy succeeded in doing was just wasting time. All he did. I'm not going to have to pay a dime for any of this. After having 2 hours of my life wasted with my three kids in the back of my car in the hot Texas sun.
You were pulled over for 2 hours?
Well, because, longer story, it turned out that apparently my license has been suspended 5 days prior because of something that happened a year ago that I thought had been paid off.
How many times do we have to hear this story? I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying it's so common that somebody will say they've taken care of it. They've sent in the fine. They've sent in the paperwork. They've done as they were demanded that they do by the government people. And then some government goon blows it or whatever, doesn't enter the information correctly or just doesn't even do their job. Who knows what the actual real story is as far as why the information gets lost or not entered correctly. And then you lose your license as a result of that or get suspended and people get pulled over and they get hassled, even though they did what they were supposed to do.
In this case, it turns out it was my fault. It was one of those, you know, reoccurring fees that I have to pay over 3 years. Because God forbid you should pay it all in one lump sum. And I had forgotten that the year was up and I had to pay it again. And it's just
they don't send you a notice? They don't send you an update saying, hey, pay up, here's our invoice?
They said they did, but, I never saw anything.
Doesn't sound to me like your fault until the invoice is there, personally.
Yeah. And I've got better things to do with my life than look around and find it and pay attention for it coming. So anyway, I got, in this discussion with my mom afterwards, and, she says that I just have a problem with authority.
That's probably true, too. A lot of libertarians
I was just thinking that. You have a bad attitude.
You should just bow down, do whatever they say.
And so, I tried to bring up, where does their authority come from?
Good question.
And she says, well, they've been placed in charge over us. I was like, so who did that? And she's like, well, the city government. I was like, and where does their authority come from?
Well, you voted for them.
Yeah, I was like, well, no, I didn't vote for them. And she's like, well, everybody else did. I was so then I brought up, your classic example of, two wolves and a sheep deciding on what's for dinner.
Oh, that's not my example. I borrowed that from someone else.
Okay.
Benjamin Franklin, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. I don't really have very many original ideas. Most of mine are cobbled from other people, which is, the way ideas work. But go ahead.
We around, and we weren't making any points. So then I was like, okay, how, try this one on for size. How about we just acknowledge that his authority really comes from the gun on his hip? And she kind of ignored me for a second, and then a few minutes later I went back. I was like, so are you agreeing that, you know, the power that he has over me, the, his supposed authority, really comes from the gun on his hip? And she says, why do you keep mentioning this gun on his hip? Was he pointing the gun at you? I was like,
no, Mom, not directly.
No. When,
what if you hadn't pulled over? Would he have pointed the gun at you? You're damn right he would have.
Oh, no, he might have run you off the road,
and then he'd come up to the windshield, and he'd point that gun right
That's
at
true.
You, and if you would have flinched in front of your kids, he would have blown your brains all over the inside of that car.
True
no,
statement. No, Mark, he would have tased him.
And so then I was like, look, Mom, you have to understand that whenever you're having a conversation with the government, you have one side of the conversation always has a gun on them. Whether it's figurative or literal, it's there. It's implied. And she's like, that's not true. They don't bring guns to every conversation. And I was like, really? Explain. And then she tried to work the circular logic, and she never could answer the question. But by the end of the conversation, I just felt like I had hit a brick wall, and I was wondering if you could give me another direction I could go next time.
I don't really know where she was at on it. I mean, as far as, you know, she doesn't believe that there's a gun in the room?
Yeah.
Couldn't give you an example of where there was no gun?
Yeah, well, I mean, she would try, but I would just keep pointing back to, you know, if you don't pay your taxes,
Draw an analogy. Draw this analogy for her. Draw the analogy between the taskmaster and the slave. Explain to her that if the slave says, yes, massa, and goes out and picks the cotton, that the taskmaster isn't going to beat him with the whip.
Right, that's true.
He's going to be a good slave. He's going to beat the slow slaves or the disorderly
ones.
Slaves.
Yeah.
That's the ones he's going to beat. However, they're all slaves. The one that's whistling happily about how great massa is and picking the cotton as fast as he possibly can is still just as much a slave as the one who says, mm-hmm. No, I'm not picking your cotton anymore. Go ahead and hit me again. They're both slaves.
The analogy that I first used that she led to her telling me that I have a problem with authority was when I asked her, what was the difference between what this cop did to me today and a guy coming up to me on the street, pointing a gun at me, and then going, you know what, I'm not going to rob you today. Because I kept pointing out that, you know, he could have given me a fine or something, and he didn't, that I should be thankful for it.
Oh, yeah, he's doing you a favor, that whole attitude. Well, she's still within that paradigm, and one of the things you can say for sure is that this is a message that takes time to sink in. I think you made the right points. You struck at the root. All you have to do is just continue striking over time and be gentle about it as much as you possibly can. And if she comes on board, she will. If not, what can you do? Thanks for the call, dude. Mark on up. Free Talk Live.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Lights are on. Hey, it's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And enjoy the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive.
And go to bigheadpress.com. They've got free web comics over there that you can peruse, including Escape from Terror, which I enjoy greatly. Several of them are, a couple of them are ongoing, and several of them are complete, so it depends on whether you want to see the ongoing stories or the complete ones. There's a brand new one they've just started out recently called Phoebus Crumb. Go over there and check them all out at bigheadpress.com.
So we were talking, I might as well talk about what I was talking about when the mics were accidentally turned on there at the beginning of the segment. There was a gentleman that came and showed up here in New Hampshire today, here in Keene, and went to the city clerk's office and kind of gave them a hard time because he's been asking for a bunch of records. And I don't think I can get into details about what exactly he's going to be doing. But essentially, if this guy's plan plays out as he is intending to, and it looks like he's done similar things in the past, if his plan turns out, it may be a real pain in the butt for the government bureaucrats as far as them having to comply because of their own rules and that sort of thing with a bunch of records requests and paperwork that just essentially will overload them with stuff. Because normally government bureaucrats are used to not working too hard. But in this particular case, it could be very problematic for them. So it's a very interesting situation, and as I know that I can tell you more, we will let you know, because this is something that has already been done out in California. It's being done in Vermont. It's going to happen here now in New Hampshire, apparently. And this guy's had success with this, so it's going to be something that we're going to learn about, and then hopefully if it works, as he's claiming it will, then we'll tell you more about it as something that you might be able to accomplish where you live. You know, one way to, at the very least, get them back for all the awful things they've done. You know, put those bureaucrats to work. Darn it. They're so used to kicking back and collecting their pensions and their sweet, easy paychecks and their government cheese and not having to do too much work in order to get it. So this will actually put them to work. We'll clue you in as we learn more. 800-259-9231. Two, your phone calls. Aliko is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Aliko.
Hi, Aleko. Hi,
Aleko. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so I was at the Monolith Music Festival over the past weekend.
Okay.
And there was a booth for Normal, like the marijuana legalization people.
Correct. National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
Yeah, so I wanted to see to talk to the guy, and he had a little flyer, and it's actually a kind of a pet peeve of mine. It said legalize it, and then had a little pot leaf, and underneath it said tax it.
So I said,
hey, I'm all for legalization, but I can't support Normal. And he said, why? And I said, because I can't pay taxes on marijuana. I'd still buy it illegally if that happened. I'd be so mad. I mean, and it's like I told him, it's like paying the bureaucrats not to arrest us. It's like a bribe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was
and
his response?
He was dumbfounded. He was like, bureaucrats? Like, he didn't know what that was. And he was just dumbfounded. And that kind of worried me too. I was like, well, no one's ever brought this up. And he was just like, no, not really. He's like, you gotta make it sound good to them so they can legalize it, And I was like, yeah.
I kind of agree with that.
No, I don't. But I understand what they're doing. What they're doing is they're playing politics, and they're trying to pander to the politicians because they're trying to get the existing set of politicians to change how they're behaving. And so what they're trying to do is say, well, look here, politicians, you guys want to get more money for government, right? Well, if you legalize and tax marijuana, you'll get more money for the government.
At this point, they tax everything that's legal to smoke, and they tax everything that's legal that alters your mind. So why wouldn't it be that they wouldn't tax the thing that you smoke that alters your mind?
But
well,
I see
mean,
where...
I don't...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I don't think they wouldn't try that, but it's nothing I can support. It's just
absolutely.
I'm not pleading for it. I'm just saying that it's the most likely outcome. What would you prefer? Would you prefer to see marijuana stay illegal and all the people come to harm as they currently are, or would you prefer to see it taxed?
But that's a Hobson's choice. I mean, obviously, you're going to prefer to take it out of the black market, but it's not.
You can prefer what we have, or what is likely we'll get, or you can have some kind of fantasy that will never happen.
Well, you know what? The tax, though, will be nothing compared to the premium you pay right now because it's illegal, the risk premium, and also the lack of quality in some cases.
I understand all of that, and that's fine, and you can make a good case for it. And I realize what these organizations are trying to do, but at the same time, I'm with you, Aleko, where, look, you guys want my support. Take a principled stand. Take a stand that says, this should not be the government's dominion. It's
these people are not
plant.
Libertarians, okay?
I understand
they're
that.
Pot legalization people.
Well, how do you expect to bring them on board with these ideas? You have to
talk
to them
about it. I'm fine with talking to them about it, but don't say you're going to withdraw your support
you
from them.
You never did support them, did you? Aleko?
No. I thought about it, but I didn't really support a taxation. I thought that they were just kind of liberty, marijuana, freedom people.
Okay, so what is the penalty at this point for growing tobacco at your house, Aleko?
Some places it's illegal.
I'm not asking you.
I have no idea. Probably
okay,
nothing.
It's probably not anything really terrible, right?
I don't know. It's illegal in some places, from what I understand. States like North Carolina and things like that. That's what I've heard. I've never seen clarification.
Have
on
you
that.
Seen anybody in jail for it?
I don't live in
how
North
many
Carolina.
People, how many people are in jail for marijuana?
Hundreds
of thousands.
Yes.
How many people are in jail for tobacco? Not thousands, all right?
Yeah.
So the idea here is if these people are successful in getting their law passed where they can get where marijuana is legal except for a tax, you will be able to grow your marijuana at your house and be untaxed for it and benefit from the hard work of those people. Give them your support, Aleko.
No, he should give support to the people that support his viewpoint. And if there's an organization out there promoting decriminalization and that's it, then I think that he should support what he supports, not something that's beyond that, not something that empowers the government, not something that gives them more finances.
It is not beyond it. The government is getting plenty of money and plenty of power from locking up pot smokers.
But this
do not be
them,
a lunatic, man.
Step back for a second.
No, don't be crazy.
This is not lunacy. This is defending freedom. This is talking about liberty.
I'm for freedom. I'm for pot being untaxed, but I'm not for stupid things. And supporting the idea of, you know, is telling some organization that's doing
so
some good out there.
You're telling Aleko that he's stupid. Is that what you're saying?
Aleko is taking a position that is untenable. Aleko, do you believe that's so?
Why is it untenable? There are plenty of places where marijuana has been decriminalized and not legalized, and that's been successful.
Where?
Massachusetts. It's a $100 fine that no one's paying.
That's decriminalized.
That's exactly what you should be pushing for. Decriminalization
For $100 fines that no one pays?
No, for decriminalization. In general, decriminalization takes it out of the realm
of
criminality.
For that.
Can I explain what it is?
It'll still cost a lot more, though, if you decriminalize it.
Well, maybe that's the case. It depends on how decriminalized it is. If you decriminalize marijuana, it takes it out of the realm of criminality, and it's neutral at that point. Then you can just sell the marijuana, buy the marijuana, grow the marijuana. There's no criminal penalties. It's just another product in the marketplace. Legalization connotates. It has a kind of a connotation of, okay, well, it's illegal now. We're going to legalize it. And usually the process of legalization means that some government regulatory bureaucracy will be created or expanded to include marijuana regulation. Maybe the Liquor Commission will become the Liquor and Marijuana or the Liquor and Cannabis Commission, and they'll get all kinds of power and all kinds of money from different vendors that want to sell it. They'll have to pay their $10,000 a year bribe to the state so the state doesn't come in and shut them down with violence like they'll shut you down with violence if you try to sell some alcohol to somebody without their permission slip. So
and also,
I don't blame you for feeling the way you do. It's legalization is a crap can solution.
And what if they legalize it and tax it and I grow it in my house and try to sell it? Would that still be illegal if I tried to do it under the table?
It probably would be, Aleko, but I can tell you right now here in New Hampshire, people are selling what they're calling agorist cigarettes, and I haven't seen any problem. And there's no police task force out there.
I got news for you, Mark. One of the free staters had his home raided for a still.
Wow.
Yeah. They came right in and took the man's still from him. He wasn't home at the time, or I think he was in a different part of the house. And they just walked right in. Thanks for the call tonight, Aleko. I appreciate hearing from you. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. That's because the Liquor Commission is real serious about their laws.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Even in these remaining moments, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak your call in if you're on the line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian joining you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. And it seems like as time goes on, as Free Talk Live becomes more established in the industry, AMP dollars will become better returns on investment, simply because we're just more well-known. Stations are becoming aware that Free Talk Live is an option. They're becoming aware that Free Talk Live has been around for a while, and it's becoming okay. It's becoming safe for stations to add Free Talk Live. It's not like they're beating down our door at this point, but I did get a phone call out of the blue today from a radio station. I'm not going to say where because we don't have the signed agreement yet, but it's a 50,000-watt FM.
Which that's gigantic.
Big. That's the biggest FM. No, FMs go up to 100,000, right?
Yeah, FMs go up to 100,000 watts. But that's a 50,000 watt big. FN is a big old FM.
That's the biggest station I've ever been on. I used to be on a 50,000 watt station when I lived down in Florida, and it's a monster signal. So we're excited about that. And they called out of the blue. Although I'd had some rapport with him in the past, he'd called in to say, okay, you know, we're ready for you. Which is great. And I talked to another guy yesterday, this was this morning, that somewhere in Alabama looking to take in the show for Saturday night. So Free Talk Live's amplifiers are making this happen. They're making this possible, and it's only $3 a month. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue your calls. Also coming up, a Totesack giveaway. So stay by your phones if you want to win one of these things. We had a rave review of one of the Totesacks last night from Andrew, who was one of the police trained guys that was on the show with us at the end of the program. And Mark, you were there when he told you the good news about his experience with the Totesack. So people are liking these things.
What is a Totesack?
You will find out. We'll get to that here.
I'm afraid
in a little bit
to ask.
First, let's go to these phone calls. People have been waiting patiently. I think we have George in Arizona on the line. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Do you think certain races or ethnic groups can do things better than other races or ethnic groups?
I tend not to believe such things.
Those guys from, what is it, Zambia or wherever, are a heck of a long-distance runners, it seems like.
I have heard that white men can't jump, and there may be some truth to it, but I don't know. I'm not going to go on that.
What about, do you think, like, certain people are better at cooking?
Gay guys.
Okay, you're kind of a collectivist in that sense that you think that certain groups do things better.
I think that's a joke.
Like, I think Wayne was joking on that one.
Well, I'm asking if that's the case. I mean, isn't there some?
No, I don't generally believe that.
I think that perhaps from a sociological standpoint, gay guys probably are more likely to be interested in cooking, so therefore they might very well be good at it because things that people are more interested in.
But wait a minute, there's butch, you know, the
I'm
butch
just saying
guys.
More likely.
Yeah,
I'm not
okay.
saying that they are, just statistically.
And they're better
at
singing
likely.
Show tunes, and they're sharper dressers.
Well, on Saturday.
Not all of them, but you know. They go to
on
art
Saturday,
school sometimes.
Ian said that he looked into the kitchen of a Mexican food restaurant there in Keene, and he was happy that there were brown people in the kitchen because he thought that they would cook Mexican food better.
Doesn't that make sense to you that Mexicans would cook Mexican food better?
Let me tell you, dude. I've had there's two places, and I eat at both of them because I like both of their foods. There are two Mexican places here in Keene. Actually, there's a third, but we're boycotting them because they supported the smoking bill. But there's two Mexican places on Main Street that I will eat at. One of them is a burrito place. The other is a sit-down Mexican-style restaurant. That's the one with the Mexicans, what I presume are Mexicans, but they are definitely brown. Not from round here in New England, necessarily.
So you said that, though, I think.
They are in the
kitchen. Let me guess, because you feel like the food's more authentic.
I feel that way, and I think that there is something to be said for, somebody that grew up in a certain culture being able to cook food, you know, the way grandma used to cook it, that
right.
kind of thing. And the fact is, the food at the burrito place, while it's good and it's cheaper, it just doesn't have that kind of Mexicali sort
flair.
Of flair, a flavor
yeah.
or flair to it.
The same thing with Italian restaurants. I've gone to a lot of Italian restaurants. I had an Italian grandmother. I don't want to see Mexicans in an Italian kitchen. I want to see Italians in an Italian restaurant kitchen.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see a white boy.
Here in Arizona, every kitchen has Mexicans in it, so I don't think I've ever gone into a kitchen and looked and said, "Hey, there's Mexicans here. I'm not going to eat there because Mexicans don't know how to cook Italian food."
Well,
I mean, isn't that
they
silly?
Can. I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying that if you want a real authentic experience, you want to go to my own opinion is you go to a family Italian restaurant where grandma's making the meatballs in the back or she prepped them that morning or something, you'll get the real experience. Now, I'm not saying that Mexicans can't make good Italian food. They do, and I've had that too. But there's something about the experience.
Authenticity is worth something, too.
Yeah.
Are you meandering, slowly towards a point here?
I'll ask you a question, so I just wanted to get an
What
answer.
Is the question?
Well, I already asked it.
Ask it again.
Do you think that certain ethnic groups or racial groups have innate abilities to do certain things?
And, no, nothing innate. There's nothing innate. You have to practice at cooking, and the certain people coming from certain ethnic backgrounds
are going to be better at certain types of cooking.
It's likely they've been cooking in those styles for a longer period of
sure.
time, and they have more practice at it. Are you saying that you could
I'm going to make a better cheeseburger than I'm going to make a tampanyaki. Wouldn't you agree?
But there's also, I think what we can point out here is...
No, you wouldn't agree? I'll tell you.
No,
I'm going to make a better cheeseburger than I am a tampanyaki.
I wouldn't agree because I don't know you.
I was raised as a white kid, and white kids are going to be able to naturally make white food better just through a sort of process of osmosis. Don't be adult, man.
What? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, let's take, for example, Emeril Lagasse. He's
Who?
He's a famous... Emeril Lagasse, he's on TV, he's an Italian guy.
Zambo.
He's a chef.
Sure.
Okay, and he's a great French chef. But he's Italian, right?
I don't know what he is.
Right. What you're talking about is somebody who's got practice at a certain type of food. And I'm not saying that you can't have...
Dude, I could play the sitar if I chose that as my as what I wanted to do. But I've never seen one before. I've seen one. I've never touched one before.
But you haven't been playing the sitar since you were 6 years old or whatever, as somebody who might have been raised in that sort of cultural upbringing might be. Am I saying that somebody who hasn't practiced a hell of a lot can't roll up a great burrito and spice it in the right fashion, who happens to not be of Mexican descent? Sure, of course.
Do you work
could.
At a Mexican restaurant and you're upset?
No, I don't work at a Mexican restaurant.
He's just being cornery, that's all. He's trying to, trying to corner you. It's corner free talk.
He's not even doing a good job at it. Come up with something
I'm not cornering you for anything. You're the one that said that I should judge you based on the fact that you're white, that you can't cook Japanese food.
And we can't dance.
I think that you can make a generalization. Do you think that it's possible that you can make generalizations in this life?
Okay. So basically you are a collectivist, and you do put people in boxes based on how they look and their ethnic identity.
I think everybody does to some extent.
Okay, so anytime anyone ever calls in and you pretend that you don't put people into ethnic groups, and I'm not saying I agree with the people that call in and say this, but like say someone calls in and they say, you know, the Jews are taking over banking or whatever, you guys go through this rigmarole of like pretending that that there's no ethnic groups and that you don't identify certain ethnic groups.
I don't think I do that.
Well, yeah, I've listened to the show and collectively you guys do that. You just got to wait for the next person to call in and talk about
that. This has got you Free Talk Live. He's not in the corner, Mark.
Look, man. I mean, this doesn't even make any sense. Your arguments don't make any sense. Jews don't run banking.
Well, you know what? There are some Jewish people who run banks, and there are some people who are non-Jewish who run banks. Right. So
I think what we say is when somebody who's hate-filled, like Scott the Bigot, calls in and starts going off on all Jews do this and all Jews do that, then we correct him and say that's not appropriate. It's bigotry. It's racist. That's wrong. But there's nothing wrong with saying that. Someone who has that it's likely that someone who has a Mexican heritage would be better at cooking Mexican food. That's not a negative thing to say. It's probably tends to be true if they've been brought up in that heritage and have been taught as to how to do that. It's not to say that every Mexican knows how to cook. I'm white. I can't cook for crap.
I think there's reasonable expectations.
I didn't say it was bad or good. I just said that you're prejudging people.
There's no prejudging going on here. I don't know what you're talking about. It's about authenticity, man.
If you go to a hamburger restaurant and they say, we don't have any hamburgers, all we have is burritos, you feel a little ripped off. If you go to an Italian restaurant and there's no Italian people, you feel a little ripped off.
Why? If the food tastes like Italian food and it's good.
Because it's not served by Italian people. How can you call Italian food Italian if there's no Italian people?
But there are nuances, too, there. There are fine nuances.
There's plenty of Mexican restaurants here in Arizona that are run by white people.
Sure, they are.
I won't go there.
I prefer them. Because I'm a white guy, I can't handle all the spices.
I prefer the ones run by the Mexicans here.
Everybody's got their preference.
Thank you very much for the call. All right, we're out of time. Vinny here with you.
Wayne, too.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.